Over 500,000 people are expected in and around the Bucarest for 4 days of music, food, and fun as the largest free music festival in the South gets underway. And French Quarter Festival Executive Director Marcy Schramm joins us to talk about all that is on tap. Marcy, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
The French Quarter Festival just gets bigger and better every year. Tell us what's new as you celebrate 29 years?
It's 29, and we tried really hard this year to just have it hold its own, but we couldn't help ourselves. We had to grow it a little bit more. So we added two new stages. We're up to 22 stages of music. The new ones are a really fantastic traditional jazz stage on Bourbon Street and a new cabaret stage at the Hotel Monteleone. And that's going to be really fun. We've never done cabaret. We called in the heavy hitters. We've got Becky Allen, and the cabaret community helped us plan the stage.
Well, what is now a free 4-day event has come a long way from its humble beginnings. Tell us, how did this all get started?
It has. It's interesting to watch it evolve, too, not just locally, but around the country. You know, we have taken pride in being the largest free music festival in the South. And we watch, you know, people across the country, like the reason we're not the biggest in the country, we weren't, is because the Chicago Blues Festival was so huge. And in this rough economy, some of the other big guys have really hit some speed bumps. And right now we're doing a little work to verify that we think we're the largest free festival in the United States, which is pretty amazing for New Orleans. Little New Orleans has such an event. We're able to keep it really big, but free. It's accessible to everyone.
Well, how do you keep it free?
Well, there's only four ways that we make it happen. Sponsorships, number one, merchandise sales, beverage sales, and then the booth fees that we collect from our vendors. Every year it's, you know, how do we plan this thing? How do we keep the quality really high? And how do we throw a great show but live within our means? You know, we are a nonprofit organization, and so it's that balancing act.
Now, I understand hundreds of local musicians are going to be on hand. Who are some of the headliners this year, and how do they benefit from a festival like this?
Well, it's, you know, it's over 800 local musicians, and that's pretty staggering of a number for one festival. Four full days is new for us. Last year, we did 3.5 days, so we're up to four. We started a musician sponsorship program, too, which has been great. Members of the community have stepped up to help underwrite or adopt an artist. And so this year, we've got Cyril Neville's new group, the Royal Southern Brotherhood, will be in. All those great local favorites will be back. Amanda Shaw, Trombone Shorty, Rebirth Brass Band, who just won a Grammy. The finest of the finest of New Orleans musicians.
And this is in and around the French Quarter.
It is. If you can, get your hands on a schedule or get the free app. But if you can't, be sure to adventure into the quarter. Royal Street and Bourbon Street are fabulous. They're little tiny stages. They're very intimate. You get up close and personal with the musicians. And it's really a magical thing. The riverfront's great. The Mint and Jackson Square are great. But check out those street stages. That's where you see some really, really special music happening.
And what types of music are we talking about?
Gospel, classical music, blues, zydeco, traditional jazz, contemporary jazz, funk, Latin world. It's really the gamut of every kind of genre. We give young bands, young up-and-coming bands, a chance. And so it's the very established artists, but then also the exciting new talent that New Orleans has.
And you have fireworks.
We do. They're back. We have not had them since Katrina. Saturday night, we'll have a very elaborate display on the Mississippi River, which will be fun.
Now, there is no festival in Louisiana that's complete without food. What's on tap?
Well, this year, I'm particularly excited. I lovingly say that I've been stalking a few restaurants for a few years now, and we got them. So you'll see this year Galatoire's in Jackson Square, K. Paul's, Blue Dot Donuts, run by the New Orleans Police, Grand Isle, new food, and really great food.
And you also have a little something for the kids.
We do. We added a kids area this year. We had a long-time area on the riverfront, which will remain. That's a stage and lots of activity booths. And then this year, we've partnered with Herman Grimma House. And we'll have local museums from all over the city participating, doing lots of great educational activities for kids. And Herman Grimma will have some cooking demos with kids. Kids can churn their own butter and make things. And that's going to be a really fun experience. It's part of the festival. It's free and open to the public. And both of our kids' areas are open Saturday and Sunday.
All right. Marcy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We've been talking with French Quarter Festival Executive Director Marcy Schramm. The French Quarter Festival runs now through Sunday. The WWNO tent will be on Decatur Street across from Jackson Square. Hope to see you there. More info at fqfi.org. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO, I'm Diane Mack.
Thank you.